In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, speak to us your eternal word. Amen. The Sunday before Palm Sunday, we took a little break after we had been studying something on Jonah. And this morning, Anne gave us an insightful and inspiring discussion on the life of Jonah. We read that Jonah was giving a message to the people of Nineveh. Although in disobedience, Jonah tried to get as far away from God as he could. God loved him and pursued him through the storm, through the sailors, and finally through the fish. And even when he was under the tree, God's love was still there with him. Jonah reluctantly preached a one-sentence sermon. It wasn't, and I wish that could be a possible sermon for our congregation. Just one sentence. Sermon. That was all he preached. There were no introduction or conclusion or exegesis and all that. It was just straightforward on the point sermon. And it is written in the scripture that the city repented. The people, the king, all of them repented and turned to God. In chapter 1, we saw Jonah running away from God. In chapter 2, we saw Jonah running back to God in prayer. In chapter 3, we saw Jonah obeying God to go back and preach. And now in chapter 4, we see Jonah learning from God. This book clearly shows that the Lord will not leave a task unfinished. Be that task Nineveh in need of forgiveness, or a grumpy prophet in need of his forgiveness and restoration. The prophet Jonah prayed to God and explained why he was reluctant to go to Nineveh in the first place. He said, "I knew you are a gracious and compassionate God." And that's our theme for today, gracious and compassionate God. And through the week, each time I thought about this theme, my face was just beaming with smile. Gracious and compassionate God. What a great God, amazing God to serve. Gracious and compassionate God. Slow to anger, abounding in love, a God who relents from sending calamity. Gracious and compassionate God. God is gracious in his goodness towards the undeserving, the untouched, the unloved. God's goodness stretches beyond tribe, beyond time, beyond race. God's love extends beyond territories that we might want to limit God's love. Israel had not deserved any of the great blessings that God had given to them. In Exodus chapter 34, verse 6 to 7, when God revealed himself to Moses on Mount Sinai, God declared that he is the compassionate and gracious God. Compassionate and gracious God. Slow to anger, abounding in love and faithfulness. Maintaining love to thousands and forgiving wickedness, rebellion and sin. Abounding in love and faithfulness. And I hope we can pick these words today and run with these words at the end of this service. That God is abounding in love and faithfulness. He is consistent. He does not fail. His promises are a and amen. As he was with our fathers 175 years ago, the same way he is with us today in 2018. Jonah had forgotten that the only way a person can have a relationship with God is by grace and not merit. I'm sure many of us are familiar with the phrase, God's riches at Christ's expense. Grace. The weight of Nineveh's sin did not prevent forgiveness. This is not an evidence that the Lord changes his mind depending on how individuals respond to his warnings. Rather, it's a reminder that God's offer of mercy, his offer of mercy, is genuine and all-encompassing. God is compassionate. God is merciful in his forgiveness of the guilty. All have sinned against him, including you and I, including Jonah's own people, the Israelites. If he had dealt with Israel as their sins deserved, Israel would have been destroyed. And if the Lord were to deal with us according to the gravity of our sins, none of us will be able to stand. None of us will be able to be here this morning. Instead, God has shown mercy, and he continues to show mercy to us. To be a recipient of mercy should lead to the desire that mercy should be shown to others. Compassion and mercy draw us to hold the hands of the needy, the ill, the mentally impaired, the handicapped, shut-ins, imprisoned, the bereaved, the lonely, the afflicted, the abandoned, and those on the margin of societies. We are recipients of mercy and God's compassion, and this places on us responsibility to hold the hands of others, to affirm them. And we don't affirm people or hold people's hand because it is all good with us. We hold their hands in recognition of our own frailties, of our own weaknesses, of our own pains. We hold their hands and we journey together. And that is really the story of our congregation here in St. John's these 175 years. If you read through the history, it is very clear that we've had times when it appeared as though people would like to give up. But it is not the story of St. John's to give up. We are known for holding each other's hands, affirming each other, and journeying along the way together. And that's the song that we sang today, written by Sandra. This chapter recounts how the Lord listened to and responded to Jonah's state of anger. In fact, God did not give up on Jonah because he was angry. And so when we come to God, we should come to God not in pretense. We should come to God and express how we feel. We shouldn't try to put our words in the way that others do. God wants us to express ourselves just the way we feel. God walked alongside with Jonah even in his anger. He will not give up on him. It is wonderful to know that in times of confusion, we have a listening God. God that listens to us, even when it feels like we are babbling. Again, when Jonah walked off in his rage to the outskirts of the city, the Lord followed him. He gave Jonah an object lesson from the vine, which offers shelter and comfort to him. And then, as Anne explained, the vine withered. I have shared this story how during my first year in Scotland, I hadn't experienced what we have during winter when the trees lose their leaves and they look like they are all dead. And I was walking through Inverlet Terrace to St. Stephen's. And through that path, you'll find trees. And suddenly all the trees lost their leaves, and it felt like they were all dead. And each time I walked through that place, I found myself praying. I was like, God, why would all these trees die? Beautiful trees. They are all dead. Now you might smile and say, that's crazy. But that was exactly what was happening then. And then suddenly, as spring came and the trees, the leaves started, you know, bulging and they were coming out, I felt so pleased and I was very thankful. But Jonah was so displeased and angry that the vine had died. And God said, the Nineveh, even though they have sinned against me, they are precious in my sight. I love them with everlasting love. So God doesn't give up on people. He doesn't give up on our families, on our children, on our spouses. God loves us eternally. God loves us. It's interesting because although Jonah knew that God was gracious, yet he did not think he should be gracious to Nineveh. There's a real danger of having a detached knowledge of God that does not transform us into his image. It is possible to have a head knowledge of God that does not touch our souls in relation to other people. To know that God is caring and God is the God of providence, and yet not being able to work alongside with others who are in need. In this story, we see that God will not let Jonah go on in his downward path. And we are encouraged by this story to know that if we belong to God, he will not let us go down to the bottom. He will not do this only once. He will do it again and again and again and again to restore his people. If at the end of this sermon series on Jonah, we live to say that the main feature of this story is about the big fish, or a reluctant prophet, or even a perishing people in Nineveh, I suppose we have missed the point of the book. Instead, this book is about God. It's about God who is compassionate and merciful. It's about God who is faithful and constant. It's about God who is gracious and ever-loving. God who will never give up on his people. Even when we give up on ourselves, God will not give up on us. It's about God whose love is eternal. It's about God who is the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's about this God who gave his son Jesus Christ to die on the cross because of his love for us. It's about God whose love does not segregate. And that is what this story and this book is all about. And I hope we can journey into the future with this understanding. We should always be thankful that God is gracious towards us rather than giving us what we deserve. Remember, we, like Jonah, have been given a message to share the good news of salvation through faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, who took on the punishment that was due us, he paid the price for our salvation. My prayer today, as we draw to a close our sermon series on Jonah, is that we will not be reluctant messengers. We will be enthusiastic messengers, people who are enthused by the God we serve, the God that our forefathers and our foremothers served in this place. May we allow God to use us to extend his offer of mercy and compassion through Jesus Christ to all people within and beyond Kaluk. Amen.